Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
Isn't always easy. Family life comes with its joys, its struggles, and its stories. That's why we created Family Room, the show where real conversations about parenting and family happens. Join Faye Kemi every Saturday at 6 p.m. on Radio Africana, right here in Manchester, as we dive into heartfelt conversations, from raising confident children to keeping love alive at home to building stronger family bonds. Whether you are a parent, guardian, or simply part of a family, Family Room is your space to listen, share, and grow together. Family Room, because every family has a story worth telling. Only on Radio Africana, Manchester.
Good evening and welcome to the Family Room on Radio Africana, the place where we talk about parenting, we talk about family, we talk about purpose, and we take the conversation that shapes our lives throughout the month of March. Yes, it's been an amazing month. Thank you everyone that have joined me on TikTok and people also that have joined me on Instagram. Throughout the month of March, we've started celebrating women as we mark International Women's Day. We actually marked that on the 8th of March, and tomorrow is Mother's Day. What a month. So recognizing the incredible role women play in building families, communities, and our futures. Yeah, I know my mom builds my future, of course, with my dad. I know so many women that build their future, the future of their children, even the children that are not biologically theirs. So today we've got a fantastic and a phenomenal woman that has joined us on this show. But before we bring her on board, because financial confidence is not just about money, it's about security, freedom, and legacies for our families. And that is why today we're talking about building generational wealth as women. Of course, the whole family can also join in the conversation. Thank you to my TikTok family. My name is Fekemi Bangbushe. If you want to join us on Radio Africana, just go to the website Radio Africana. Or if you're driving, if you're in the UK, so you can join on DAB Radio. So just tune straight to Radio Africana. And of course, if you got your app store, and I'm also live on Instagram, I'm live on TikTok. So please join me as we dive deep into also how we teach our children how to make money. Sandra is here with me today and we're going to go straight into it. And in today's topic also, we'll explore how women can build wealth with confidence, the mind shift women need about money, how families can create generational wealth, and of course how parents can teach children financial wisdom early. That is deep. So if you are in this part of the world where your children are already going into college or they're already in college, you need to start teaching them to not just depend on a 9-to-5. They need to start building and start gathering now. And to guide us through this important conversation, I'm going to be joined by the wealth coach and speaker herself, that's Sandra Kema. But before we bring Sandra on the show today, I'm going to go on a quick music break and I'll be right back. If you're live with me on TikTok, please don't go away. It's just a short music break and we'll be back after this time. Women are actually everything. Thank you, Sandra, for joining me tonight. Mato Production, my big boss, thank you for joining me tonight. And everyone on TikTok that have joined me, Esther Dafe, El Yekunle, Smiley's Fitness, HRM Queen Mother, Emmy Junior, thank you for joining me. I know on TikTok you might not be able to join me live, but you can leave your comment. And of course, wherever you are, you can also call into the studio. If you're not in the UK, you need to add +44 before 01. So you can message on the +44 0744 881 1570. So you can actually message today. Just send in your messages, a comment. If you are in the UK, of course, it's 0744 881 1570. So I've got with me a speaker and a coach. She's a wealth coach. I've got with me Sandra Kema. Sandra, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Despite your, Sandra would have been here live in the studio. I know very soon. There was a time I watched one of your shows on YouTube, and then I saw you with that board. You were writing something. I think that was actually the first YouTube that I watched. So you're going to come into the studio. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Sandra could not make it into the studio. But of course, it feels like she's live with us here today. So if you've got your women out there, just tell them to listen on. They can't just miss this episode as we celebrate women. And of course, Sandra is here. And Sandra, how are you today?
I'm very good.
Do you want to quickly introduce yourself to the audience and people that are live also on TikTok and Instagram?
Hi, my name is Sandra Kaima. I'm a speaker and empowerment coach, a winner of the Transformation and Innovation and nominee for Changing Future for London and Home County. I'm an author and I'm a mindset educator. And I really love talking about generational wealth. I love to inspire people and give them back their confidence if they've lost their confidence along the way, to get them unstuck and to keep them going forward and moving forward to the next level.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sandra. That was a very brief one. She's got so many caps. She's wearing so many caps. And Sandra, you can find Sandra on, she's got a YouTube channel. She will talk about it later. And then she also, you can find her on Instagram and on Facebook. That's Sandra Kema. And Sandra, many women work hard, but I still feel uncertain, about wealth building. Why do you think women sometimes lack financial confidence?
You know, you're talking about women in general or people in general?
Women in general.
I think women in general lack financial confidence. I don't think it's more lack. I think it's more knowledge, not knowing what is right and what's wrong, especially listening to sometimes I think what women do in general, or some of us do in general, we listen to other people we let other people tell us what wealth is, and we let other people define what wealth is for us as women. And wealth could be anything from having a lot of money to having a peace. So I think they don't lack I don't think they lack knowledge. I think they lack knowing what to do with that knowledge and how to actually speak their minds and say, okay, this is what I want, instead of saying, instead of actually following a society as what society wants. So I think what we normally do as women, we normally follow what society wants instead of following what we actually really want. And normally it's peace and not actually materialistic things. So I think we don't lack knowledge. I think we just have knowledge, but we tend to follow other people because we want to fit in the society's norms. We want to be the likable woman or the most beautiful woman, but we already are beautiful, but we just kind of like we are, because we're following what society is saying, what is beautiful, what is wealth, we actually follow that instead. And I think it's not lack of knowledge. I think you know what you want. It's just having the confidence to go for what you want.
Okay, so what would you say, what should be the mindset shift, what mindset shift must women make to start building and even women and parents. So you can actually tell, as you're addressing the women, you are addressing parents, because you know Family Room is about parenting, is about children, is about family. I know the focus more is on women because, you know, we're celebrating women now in the month of March. And like I told the men last week and 2 weeks ago, that don't worry, we're going to celebrate you too. So what mindset shift must women make to start building wealth intentionally?
I think what people in general, including women, what mindset shift they should actually have is they should actually think, okay, what is actually wealth? What does it mean to me? What they should define wealth for themselves, what it actually means for themselves. And I think that's the mindset shift that they should have. They have to try and define it for themselves in their own environment. What does it mean for them? And second of all, I think they have to also think about, if you're looking at money coming in as wealth, you have to look at the fact that, okay, what, how do I maintain this, and how do I carry on with it and move it to the next and continue this wealth in terms of money? How do I continue this to the next generation, to the next generation? So they have to think in terms of systems. Mm-hmm. And I think if you think, okay, one, they have to think, what does it mean to me to be wealthy? What does wealth mean to me? And second of all, what system am I going to put together and create in order to actually sustain the wealth that I have built, or the wealth that I've gathered together?
So on that point, let me just cut in there. So what is wealth? What does wealth mean? Is it just from the thousands I'm getting from my 9 to 5? So you being an empowerment coach, what is wealth? Can you define it for us as parents?
Okay, so wealth can mean two different things. Wealth can mean, okay, this is the resources that I have in order to sustain myself, in order to continue my life peacefully. Mm-hmm. So I think that's one definition of wealth. And some people might define it as the amount of money I have put together minus any debts or any loans that I have. So I think those are two definitions of wealth. But you have to look at it this way. Which angle are you looking at it? Are you looking at it as a well-being type of a definition of wealth, or are you looking at it as monetary? Are you looking at it as the amount of money you have? So it's how you look at it. But they both have, the definition means the same thing. It basically means wealth in terms of resources. It doesn't actually mean money, but it's resources. And sometimes we look at it in terms of monetary, how much money do we have? But if you look deeper, it's well-being, it's purpose, it's resources, it's it's what you actually define as wealth. Because if you look at the definition in the dictionary definition of wealth, it's not actually clear, but it does say it could be resources or it could be money. So you now have to take what that definition, the dictionary term of what wealth means, and then now interpret it the way you would like to interpret it so that it fits in your lifestyle. But I think if you really look deep, it's more about well-being. It's about well-being. It's because you can be wealthy and not have a lot of money, and you can have a lot of money and not be wealthy, because you may lack other things. You may lack purpose. You may lack relationships. You may lack health, good health. So that
I just like the way you just broaden it. You know, like wealth is not just, you know, the way everywhere people think wealth is the money, the physical money, what is in your bank, the amount of, but you're broadening it by saying, no, it's not just what you've got physically in your, what you have in your bank. You're saying now it's well-being, it's resources, it's purpose, it's relationship, you know. And my mind, it's just blowing up my mind now that it's everything.
So I think also you have to look at it, and we need to think about wealth. What does it mean to you? Because to me, wealth means being happy. Am I actually happy in whatever environment I'm in? Because I may not have so much cash in my account, but am I happy? I can have a lot of cash in my account and not be happy. Or my health might be so bad. Does that mean that I'm wealthy? No, it doesn't. It means that I'm not living fully the life I would like to live, and that will make me unhappy. So you have to look at it as, what is There's a book that I read. I think it was Rabbi Lampen. I think I actually did a YouTube review on the book, and what he stated was, what does poverty mean? I'm going away from the whole wealth thing. What does poor mean? What does poor mean to people? He said poor is a relative term. Because what it means for you to be poor, what it means for someone else to be poor, is two different things. That's the same with wealth, right?
Wow.
What it means, what you think is wealth for you, you could think it's diamonds, it's having jewelry, it's having the best car, but someone else's definition of wealth is actually having peace.
Wow.
Being able to get up in the morning and feel like, oh my God, I'm alive. Thank God I'm alive.
So that is also
just
wealth.
Being around your family is wealth.
All right. You know? If you're just joining us on Radio Live, on Radio Africana, you're joining us on TikTok, or you've just joined us on Instagram Live. So we've got with us here Sandra. Sandra is an empowerment coach and also a speaker. She's got a YouTube channel. You can follow her on Instagram and also on Facebook at Sandra Kema. And she's going to be talking more. And also, I thank you for everyone that has joined on TikTok Live. And also, Ben, I can see you. My big bosses in the production world are joining me tonight. You know, he's giving me this. Thank you so much for joining me, guys. And Mato Production as well. Thank you, Joel. I can see you also there. So we're talking, Sandra, can you take us as parent generally? You talked about knowledge for women. You talk about confidence with money decisions. So can you take us on financial literacy, budgeting and savings as parent, having that investor's mindset and, of course, that confidence? Can you take us through this?
Repeat the question again, please. Sorry.
You take us through financial literacy? What does it mean for you? You know, we as parents, and also how we can manage budgeting and savings. What, you are an expert in this. So, what is your
In terms of my experience, in terms of because I also wrote a book about this. Mm-hmm. In terms of budgeting and financial literacy, I think there's so much information out there. So in terms, I'll definitely start with in terms of budgeting, I'll say definitely put down something, and maybe create an Excel sheet if you want to create an Excel sheet, or do a diagram type of budgeting ways. There's so many different spreadsheets you can use to budget, but not everybody loves spreadsheets, and I'm not one to love spreadsheets. So I would suggest is, also, on top of that, create a system, which is an automatic system. And that was something that I got from David Butt's book, The Automatic Millionaire. And he actually suggested that if we create systems, we will actually, those systems that you, the system that you create would be a system that naturally falls with you and how you operate and how you work. So you want to, if you, for example, you want to increase your savings, and you know that you spend so much money because you're not very good with budgeting and you're not very good at looking at spreadsheets, what you do then automatically then create a direct debit, an account, create another account away from your main account, and then get that money in slowly but consistently. And what I would say is start off small. Don't go big straight away, because your budget and your spreadsheets and everything else will just fall apart. Because I mean, you go crazy. You'd be like, oh my God, I started this, I had good intentions, but it's not going the way I want it to go because I started so big. I would suggest start as small as you can. If you want to start as little as £1, if you don't have any savings whatsoever, start as small as £1, and just create another bank account and let that £1 come out every week or every day. And then create that £1. And I'm going to tell you a story. When I started saving, I actually started off with £20 a week.
Wow.
And from that 20, and this is why the mindset is so important. I started off very, very, I thought it was very small amount. And at the end of the year, I had like a 1,000 and something. And I thought, wow, to me, that was a big deal, because that was like the first time I started saving. And I was like, oh my God, I can actually save 1,000.
Wow.
Do you know that because the mindset is so powerful, because I started something and I started doing it consistently and I created that habit, on, and I went through the motions. In the end, I started thinking, okay, if I can have this amount of money, what else can I have? What else can I do? In that, what else can I do? Do you know that in the long run, I started thinking, oh my God, I can actually save money to buy a house. I can actually get a deposit for a house. If I can save. So what the mind does is, because you've started small and you've been consistent and you've gone through the mill, it starts creating ideas for you to build bigger and better and save even more and do better. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. So we'll go on a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk more about, you know, how we can build generational wealth. So we just go on a short break. I'm so sorry for people that are on TikTok. Some are commenting that they can't really hear Sandra. So, well, I'm sorry about that. If you can hear me, we'll try to fix it. But I believe people can hear me loud and clear. You can join me on Instagram. That's Faikemi Bang, which I'll put my Instagram handle so you can actually join me on Instagram or join the radio live. So you can just go on Instagram and join us. So I'll put my handles on my TikTok right now. So we'll go on that quick break and we'll be right back. Please don't go away on TikTok and on Instagram.
Flip the music. Jackie.
Down. Yeah.com.
And it goes like,
when I think of you, I don't know. I feel loved again. I don't want to wait for days. Let me have you in my arms again, please.
When they all said I can't have you, I proved them wrong. I came for you. And you were not anyone to humble. You know I still come through. Give me love, yeah.
Thank you.
you. Welcome back wherever you're joining us from. If you're tuning on radio, on Radio Africana, or you've joined me live on TikTok, on Instagram, I do apologize for everyone on TikTok if you can't hear me. I've posted my, you could hear me, but you cannot hear the guest very well. So, but on Instagram, I think it's fine. So I've already posted my Instagram link. You can join on Instagram so that you could hear the wealth of knowledge from Sandra at this moment. Sandra has joined us and we're talking about building generational wealth. And of course, the focus is on women and of course at large on parents, that is both men and women. So it's not just women alone that we're talking to, so that the men do not run away. And Sandra is an empowerment coach. She's also a speaker and she's got so many caps, like I said at the beginning of the show. So Sandra, what exactly is generational wealth and why is it important for families today?
Okay, so generational wealth is about building systems that outlive you. It's not just about money, it's about creating stability, knowledge and opportunities that your children and grandchildren can build on. And just remember, it's not just about money. Generational wealth could be about just building, having peace. So we have to go back to, okay, remember what the definition of wealth is, what you define as wealth. If you want to define it as having monetary money in your bank account, that's fine. But then when you do have the money in your bank account, are you still happy or are you at peace? Is your health okay? Is everything around you okay? Do you have good relationships with other people? If you don't have that, can you actually have generational wealth? When families build generational wealth, the next generation doesn't have to start from the survival. So when you think about generational wealth, you can focus on, when you think about leaving generational wealth, you're leaving resources for your family to not only stop thinking about, okay, how do we survive? They can start thinking about, how can we work on our focus on our purpose now? How can we focus on the education? How can we focus on creating the ideas that God has given us to create? How could we think about contributing to society and make a bigger contribution to society? Then instead of thinking about how can we survive? So if you have if you lack wealth in terms of generational wealth, you start from the beginning, don't you? Start from the foundation. So as women, we have to start to think, okay, well, I don't want my children to start from the foundation. Let me be the foundation for my child. Let me be the foundation for my family. Or let me, the wife or the partner or the mother and with my partner, let us be the foundation so that our children or the next generation after us, our grandchildren, don't have to start from a place of lack. So that they can just focus, that instead of them focusing on lack, they can focus on purpose, on building and contributing to society in a different way, and then also helping other people to actually build generational wealth as well for themselves. You're asking about how women can,
how can women play a powerful role in building the generational wealth in every homes?
I think as women, we have to understand that women overall do play a powerful role in the home, as we actually are the ones that we can actually create culture and values in the home. So we would, for example, what we say goes, you know, what we say our child follows or our children follow. How we behave and how we model the things that we do, children actually follow us, whether we like it or not. We may not see it, but it will foster in at the end. You'll see, okay, oh my God, I did that when I was a child, or I did that in front of my child, and now my child is copying me. So we have to first understand that we actually do shape the culture and values of the home. But the first thing we should do as women is educate ourselves. Like you're talking about financial literacy,
yes.
Earlier on. So we should educate ourselves, and you can read books. If you don't like reading, go onto YouTube channels. There are lots of people that have a lot of wisdom. There's other people that don't have a lot of wisdom, but there's people that do have wisdom that actually are sharing that wisdom with you for free.
You
can actually go on them. You can pick and choose. You can pick and choose, and you can just have a look and say, okay, well, this person said this. Does it make sense? You know, can I try it out and see if it makes sense? Obviously, if it's something that you if it's risky, that it doesn't make sense. If it's too risky, you know it doesn't make sense. So in terms of literacy, read a lot of books. I have over 50 financial books. I'm telling you now. And on top of that, I also have a lot of books that are more mindset, you know, more about empowering ourselves and you know, having a more of emotional intelligence in terms of how I deal with things in life, not just about money, not just about how to build wealth. It's more about how can I have peace in my life and also create that peace for my children, etc. So I think educating ourselves and being in rooms with people that want to educate themselves too, and just learning. And when you do learn, then you create the system. Then you create the system that suits you. Because I could come to you and say to you, oh, do this, do that, do this. But actually, it may not suit you. It may not work for you because that's not for you. You know, you're not feeling that. You know, sometimes people have different learning ways. Some people learn from reading. Other people learn from seeing things. Mm. Or other people actually experience things and then they learn. Or I may teach you a system, but that system isn't actually for you at this particular time.
Yeah.
Just my point. I can't talk about how to buy another house and another house and another house when you haven't even bought your first house.
Yeah.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So everybody has a journey, and that journey is different. And you also have to understand that, okay, you may not understand one book, but you may understand the next book.
Mm.
And then you pick from... And you don't always have to agree with everything that is in the book. You can say, okay, well, I like what Sandra's saying in her book. Let me take one or two things away that will help me in my journey. And then go to the next book and say, okay, let me read another book and see what they're saying and take what works for me and what I agree with in my journey. So it's also, you also have to understand that it's unique to you. Yeah. Your wealth journey is unique to you and nobody else. And I think how we have to grow in confidence, you have to understand what peace means to you.
Wow.
Does peace mean having lots of money in your bank account?
Mm.
And when you do get that a lot of money in your bank account, are you at peace? Or does peace just mean that you actually have a great system that works with you and allows you to actually live your purpose?
I mean, so many people with cash in the bank, with so much money, millions, and they are not happy. Families are not happy. Their wives are not happy. Exactly. Their children are not happy and all that. We're going to go into a family game segment. And before we do that, we'll just go on a 30-minute short break. And then we'll come back for that family game segment. And then we'll talk more about children, how we can, you know, teach our children about money. But we'll take the family game segment. When we come back, please don't go away.
Launch.
Awesome. There's somebody.
Welcome back. It's still the family room on Radio Africana, and I'm your host, Faye K. Kemi, and I'm joined here today by Sandra. Sandra is an empowerment wealth coach, and of course she's also a speaker. Now we're going to go into a family game segment. Thanks to everyone that have joined on TikTok and on Instagram. If you still can't not hear my guest, I'm going to post this video on YouTube this night after the show. So, and once I do that, I'm going to put it on my TikTok handle and on my Instagram handle, so that I'll put the link so that you can go straight and listen also after the show. I thank you so much for the love. You know, sometimes when we've got some, when we have some of these technical glitch, you know, you still stay by me, so I do appreciate it. And you can also go on the website www.radioafricana.com. yes, you can also mute your, if you don't want to have issues, just go on the website and join Radio Africana, www.radioafricana.com, or you download on the App Store so you can listen to the guest as we're talking right now. So, and now we are on the family games segment. All right, thank you, Sandra. Now I will say a statement and you will tell us whether it is true or false. So you need, what do you need? A high income to build, do you need a high income to build wealth? True or false?
I disagree.
You disagree?
I think that's false. I disagree.
False. So why?
I disagree because you can have a high income, mm-hmm. and I think I brought this in my book, you can have a high income mm-hmm. and not be disciplined enough to save or to be intentional about what you do with your money that you have. So, and then you end up losing the money. You may have a lower income and have a mindset and discipline of how, what to do with that money. You end up having more than someone else who has a higher income. So you can have a lower income and build wealth. You can have a higher income and not build wealth in terms of money.
Okay. I also agree with you. I also agree. It is not because you are an empowerment coach, anyways. It's not because I know you're a pro in this, but I also disagree. You know, you don't need high income before you can build wealth. You can actually start, you know, from somewhere. So now, teaching children about money should start in adulthood. Is that a true or false? Is that true or
that's
false?
That's false. Okay. False. Definitely okay. False. Okay. Definitely false.
So how do we teach our children then?
Children should learn about money earlier because money will be part of their life forever. And the earlier you learn about money, the better you become. The earlier you're taught about money, the better you can actually get on with the rest of your life. Because don't forget, if money is just a tool, then you just want to learn how to use that tool. And the earlier you learn about how to use that tool, the more you won't think about it so much. You just get on with the rest of your life. I definitely think that's definitely false. Definitely the earlier the better. And the earlier the better, to be honest, because the earlier the better, the earlier you can get everything straightened out and you can get on with your life completely.
Also, saving is more important than investing.
I think they're both as important as each other.
So you are indifferent, kind of, or you are, so you are in the middle.
No. Yeah, I'm not in the middle. I'd say both of them are just as important, because, but they both mean different things. Because saving creates security and discipline. Mm-hmm. Investing helps money grow over time. Mm. So you can invest in something that you may not see the reward straight away, but you've invested in that thing. And then it over time, maybe 10 years or 20 years from now, you will see the investment. With saving, you've got to start. When you start saving, you're building the habit, you're building the system, you're building the discipline.
The culture. Yeah.
The culture. And then you know, okay, you've invested, you've got security. So if something goes wrong, you can say, okay, I can go into that emergency account. Yeah. I can go. So for example, I just told you that I had a problem with the actual leak. I can just say, well, how can I get that money? Where can I get that? If I didn't save any money, I
won't be able to do it.
The issues I've had, I won't be able to overcome them.
when you start looking for money and looking for a council to help you, and the council sometimes will not be able to help you.
Exactly.
All right, and then you go borrowing, and then you have to pay so much interest on that. So what you're saying now, savings is important, investing also is important. Both goes all the way.
They both are important.
Yeah. So now this one now, I know women are naturally worse with money than men. True or false?
I'll say false. I'll say that it's actually, let me just say this. I'll say it the way I want to say it.
Yeah.
Money is not about gender.
Mm.
Money management is about knowledge, education, and behavior. It's not gender based. Mm. So it's what knowledge you have, what discipline, what education, and how you're going to behave with that money. How are you going to use that knowledge? Because it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. I think women are natural. When they say women are naturally worse with money than men, I think it's that's just somebody wanting you to believe that. That's a false belief.
Mm.
That's a false belief. Because even money doesn't have a gender. So why should they have a gender?
Why should they have a gender?
It doesn't care if you're a man or a woman.
Mm.
You look at what information do I have in my head?
Mm.
How am I going to behave with this information? Am I going to choose to be more risky, or am I going to be on the safe side, or am I going to just hold on to this money? You know, it doesn't have a gender. So why are we even putting a gender on it? It doesn't.
Yeah, so
I mean, in terms of, I think what you're trying to say, I think what you're trying to say is sometimes when it comes to jobs, when it comes to getting the high paid jobs, more men seem to have more high paid jobs, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they're good with their money.
Money is not gender based. It's not a man. It's not a woman. So there's no you can't say women are bad with keeping money or men are bad. So there's no gender. So I want us to quickly talk about something every parent should think about, teaching children financial wisdom, you know, because many parents want their children to be successful but don't always talk about money openly. A lot of parents, they would just, okay, you've got a piggy bank, but are they really teaching? So at what age should children begin learning about money?
I think the earlier the better. The earlier the better. I'll give you an example. My mom gave me a piggy bank when I was very young.
Mm.
But she didn't explain why. I just knew I had to put money in it.
Mm.
But I didn't know what else on top of what else I have to do with it, right?
Mm.
But I think also the earlier the better. I'll give an example. Is if you want, you know how they say once you're pregnant, you start listening to Beethoven or you start listening to classical music.
Mm.
You can start listening to a money podcast when the baby is in your stomach. Do you know what I mean? So while you're educating yourself, you're educating the child at the same time. But then at the same time, and how you speak about money in front of the child when the child is a baby. Do you know the babies actually watch what you're doing?
Mm.
And I really truly believe from the age of 0 to 5, the child is learning from the actual parent, the person who's actually parenting that child.
Mm.
Whatever they're doing, whether it's money or whether it's how they their attitude is, whether they're swearing, whether they how they're behaving, whether they're falling, whether you're throwing a tantrum, how you throw the tantrum, the child is watching your behavior from the 0 to 5.
Mm.
The child is affected.
Was it yesterday night? I was telling one of my children, the 13-year-old, I was saying that I'm going to give you guys, I'm going to give you girls £5 each, then you go £6 each today, and you go shopping and buy something with it. So the old younger one said, no, mom, I don't want to buy anything. I want to save my money. I said, but you could just get a top. She said, no, mom, I want to save my money. And honestly, that is it, you know, for me. So what simple habits can parents teach children about saving and wealth? And how can parents raise children with a healthy relationship with money?
I think one simple habit, I think, which parents should teach children is start small.
Mm.
Small things accumulate into big things.
Mm.
They should teach their children to save small and start off small. They don't have to, everything doesn't have to be big and major. I think that's one of the things that I think I would say definitely I would definitely say start small. When children learn that small actions repeated mm-hmm. over time, mm-hmm. it makes a difference. They develop discipline and confidence. Another habit, I think, is helping with them to understand that wealth isn't only about money. It's also about well-being, health, relationships, and purpose. Mm-hmm. I really think that it's, you've got to make the child understand is that the money is just a tool. It's not their identity. It doesn't make them who they are. It's their well-being. Who they are is what you have to find who you are, not with or without money. And I think parents should actually teach children to find out who they really are without money and with money. Like basically to nurture their purpose, to nurture their.
I think you've just even touched about what would be my last question about teaching their children about relationship with money, you know, so that they just know, okay, this is who I am. It's not just about money, so that it doesn't get into their head when they start making money. And also, you talked about, can you quickly in 1 minute tell us about your YouTube channel and what you're doing, where people can find you? And you also mentioned a book that you've done before, that you've published before, or that you've read, author, yes, you know, sometimes I'll say publish author. So can you tell us about your book, where to find your book, and your YouTube channel, where to find you also on socials?
Okay, so my book is called Fulfilled Legacy, How to Overcome Money Lies and Have Financial Freedom by Sandra Clymer. And my social media, my YouTube channel is about High Performance Mindset Lab. Basically, it's about giving you what I've learned over the years about how to reset your mindset in order to think differently, whether mm-hmm. it's about money, whether it's about life in particular. I bring in, we do have a live show that comes on every month with Anel and Bliss. That's going to be regular, and that's going to be great because it's going to be live. You can ask any person you want, whether it's wealth.
When is the next one? When is the next one?
The next one, I think, is going to be in April, end of April. End of April.
All right. Okay.
We're just finalizing the time. So it's really about, my channel is all about goal setting, mindset shifting, and making sure that we live better lives and we get new ideas and then we push forward and do better and actually pass on that knowledge to the next generation. But definitely it's been great to hear from you. It's been great to have me on the show.
Thank you so much. There's actually no time. I believe next time you're going to be in Manchester and we're going to have your board. I'll get a board before that time, so you won't have to bring yours over, and then we can discuss more, because there's so much more that I know you can't. And where do we get the book? Is it on Amazon?
It's on Amazon. It's on Amazon. Okay. A Fulfilled Legacy, How to Overcome Money Lies and Have Financial Freedom. It's a really great book. You'll be shocked.
I'll get the link if you give me the link. So when I'm posting this back on YouTube or on my socials, I can put the link of where people can get this book. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining me on TikTok and on Instagram Live. Remember, I will try as much as possible to put this video on my YouTube channel this evening and also put it on my social media, Andrew, so that I'll put the link on my social media, Andrew, so that you can go back and listen to that wealth of wisdom. Thank you so much. What is your last, in 30 seconds, your last take for all parents out there?
I have to understand this. You are all assets in your household. Mm-hmm. Understand that everybody in your household is valuable. Everyone has a purpose. And working together is a must. If you work mm-hmm. together, you'll be generational wealth for life.
Thank you so much, Sandra. Tonight, we learned that wealth is not just about income. It's about mindset. It's about knowledge. It's about discipline. And it's about legacy. And when women build wealth confidently, families become stronger and future generations benefit. Thank you, everyone, for joining me. Next week, I'm going to have the Afro Fitness Club join us on this show live. And we're going to do some jumpings. Bye, everyone. Enjoy your weekend. Thank you so much, Sandra. Bye.
All right,
okay, bye. Bye. Nothing's better than family for the ones who love you so. Be a shoulder to cry on when you're in need. They'll never leave you alone, no. Ooh.
Instead